Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Robin Voss noting these budget lapses had been approved as part of Governor Scott Walker's state budget, although not specified.
This is not some surprise. It's not something that was unplanned. These reductions have been planned since the budget was passed in July.
Well, the panel approves the cuts on a party line vote, and Voss notes there's been greater transparency to the process than when changes were made to previous state budgets. Senator Bob Jauch says oversight doesn't count for much if the committee won't exercise some control.
It's one thing to say that we have oversight. The reality is this is nothing more than a rubber stamp. If we were really doing our job, wouldn't we be making some changes to the proposal before us? Could we not find creative ways in which we might be able to redistribute some of the dollars?
The cuts fall hard on the University of Wisconsin system, $46 million over the first quarter of the year, on top of $250 million in cuts already made. Voss says UW-Madison interim chancellor David Ward has indicated his school can handle that. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.